So you have a spouse that isn't into the outdoors, doesn't like day hikes, kayaking, zip lining, scuba diving. What's a good vacation? You ever think about going on a cruise together? Today we have with us content creator and host of the YouTube channel, Life Well Cruised, Ilana Schattauer. Ilana, welcome to Papa Bear Hikes.
Thank you so much for having me.
As you heard me say in the intro here, finding that sweet spot, because my wife isn't an outdoorsy person. I enjoy that outdoor stuff, you know? I can't pass a zip line without wanting to go down it, kayaking, snorkeling. But we have found on cruises that you can do both. You can satisfy each other. Now, the reason why I've asked you to come on and have this discussion with me, because you have this incredible YouTube channel, just has just a plethora of information to help anybody at any level of cruising. So I'd like to start off with doing this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, thank you, Martin. So my name is Ilana. I have a cruise YouTube channel and also a website called lifewellcruise.com. And basically what I do is I help first-time cruisers and avid cruisers with cruise travel tips and destination guides to help it easier to plan their upcoming cruises. And in terms of myself and my personal life, I live in Montreal, Canada, with my husband and my son and our families. And we tend to cruise a lot and really just, again, try to share information and our own experiences as well.
Ilana, I have been watching your YouTube channels now for your YouTube videos for, I'd say, starting back in February. I became a bit of a junkie of watching some of these. I love YouTube to begin with, but I started watching your videos and said, I want to learn more about cruising. It was more than just I'm going on this cruise and taking a vacation. And something that struck me is that the whole process of planning the excursions, because it could be a bit overwhelming. I mean, it was our second cruise. It could be. And you had a few videos where you talked about that and talked people through it. Before we get into the outdoorsy part of this, what would you say about the whole idea of planning the excursions, so you're not losing your mind or feeling overwhelmed after you book your cruise?
Sure, that's really important. And I think that sometimes when people book a cruise, they make a little bit of a mistake when it comes to excursions, thinking that maybe they can just get off the cruise ship and wing it and figure it out when they get off. And while it's possible to do that in some ports, it really is not only, you know, potentially a waste of, you know, money, depending on what you do or not do, but it's a waste of time. So it is really important to research your cruise ports of call. So I think that is the most important thing. The best way to start with researching the ports of call is actually to look on the cruise line website, and there will be a plethora of different excursions to choose from. And as well, there's a little bit of a guide to the cruise port, so a little bit of basic information. Now, people don't need to book their excursions through the cruise line, but I do think that that is the best way to start, at least to get a little bit of an idea.
And that's what I found. I've been on two cruises, and it's a little easier. Just, yes, go on the cruise line's website, write for the cruise I was taking, and see what they offer. Something I found, though, that these excursions can fill up, and you said don't wait till the last minute.
Absolutely, especially now, cruises are more popular than ever, and things have changed a lot as well after the pandemic, where maybe some of the different tour providers, some of them may not be in business anymore. So I think it is important to remember that if there is something that you really want to do, to definitely book that early. But there is always something to do. So if you're open-minded and you're open to different types of excursions, different types of activities, you're always going to find something that is going to be enjoyable in the port.
And something I try not to do is to book every minute of my time I'm there. Make sure you're putting some time aside to just relax and enjoy yourself, whether it's by the pool or by the beach.
Yeah, you're right. Even I think sometimes people will look at a day in port. And as an example, if the cruise itinerary shows that you'll be in a port maybe from 9 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock p.m., sometimes people think they have to schedule that entire day. But then you get back on the ship and you're exhausted, or probably you're exhausted by midway through the day. So I agree with you to try to schedule a little bit of downtime, or maybe even do an excursion that takes half a day, maybe 4 or 5 hours, rather than an 8-hour excursion. I think that that's good advice.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to let this secret out, but on our first cruise, we went on a little tour on Nassau. And we got back to the ship pretty early and then decided to go to the pool and thought, there's nobody at the pool. This is great. There's hardly anybody here.
You're
so
right.
Yeah, that was a benefit of making sure we stayed on Nassau all day until we had to be back on the ship.
Yeah, absolutely. And even people could do the opposite too. They can stay on the ship in the morning time and head off right after lunch, especially if they know there's an excursion they're doing maybe at 12 or 1 o'clock, or maybe they want to walk around the cruise port. There are definitely some cruise ports where walking around, going into some of the local shops, maybe even going to a local activity that's, you know, within 15 minutes walking distance, that's definitely possible as well.
Now, Ilana, I want to ask you, for the outdoors person, okay, the person that wants to do some maybe sporty type of things. And, you know, we're covering the whole globe here, of course, so we're not going to be able to touch on all of them. But what are some things that, you know, you may have a member of your party, whether it's one of your children, a spouse, that wants to do, whether it's scuba diving, like I said, kayaking, depending on the destination you're going to. Are there opportunities out there to satisfy people with those type of interest?
Oh, absolutely. And in particular, if we are talking about Caribbean cruises, those are probably the most popular cruises with first-time cruisers. But even in general, Caribbean cruises are very popular. But there are so many water sports that are available, and definitely a lot that are very active if that's what people want. So snorkeling excursions, catamaran excursions that include snorkeling, and you can snorkel around shipwrecks, or you can snorkel with turtles, which is a lot of fun. For people that do like to scuba dive, that is possible as well. I think with the cruise lines, but as well, sometimes if people are certified, they may want to look into that in the island itself. So that's definitely something. And then beyond snorkeling and scuba diving, there is kayaking, canoeing, of course, in some places. So there are definitely a lot of choices. And there are even in several different Caribbean islands, there are some great zip lining activities that people can do. ATVs. So that's another thing too, rent ATVs, Jeeps, go off-roading. Actually, interestingly enough, in Aruba, which is so well known for its beaches, there is a whole other side to Aruba, the north side, that is so much more rustic and I wouldn't say undeveloped, but the landscape is just much more rough and it's definitely not beachy. There are little like cacti everywhere. The seas are definitely rough. I wouldn't say it's an area to swim, but it is a really fun place to go by ATV or by Jeep. Any type of off-roading, that really is a bit of an adventure that's different from just heading over to the beach, you know, and laying, not that there's anything wrong with it, but and laying on a lounge chair with a drink.
My wife will be happy to know there's nothing wrong with doing that.
No, there's nothing wrong with doing it. We've done it a lot, but we did do off-roading also. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to do that, but it's on my bucket list. I know they have the ATVs. We are Cozumel and didn't get a chance to do that, but I plan on doing more cruises. Ilana, have you over to Labadee yet, area that Royal Caribbean has? Because I know they have quite a bit over there.
Yeah, I've been to Labadee. It's actually been quite a few years now, but yeah, I've been there a few times. There are a couple of really nice beaches and there's a zip line there. Have you been on the zip line there?
No, but my next cruise, we're looking at it and that's a must stop. We haven't been there yet, but that's like one of the things that the next cruise we go on needs to stop. That's to be one of the ports.
Yeah, and it looks so beautiful too. I mean, I have to say, I have not ziplined. I'm a little bit scared of heights, or in particular scared of falling from height. So it's probably not my thing, but probably my son's, if we were going, I'd be the one on the beach and they might be the ones on the zip line. So that's kind of the nice thing about cruising. Like you were saying, everybody in the family or even in the couple could kind of do what they want and still have a really great, together vacation.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to do it with my kids when they were younger. And I look back and say, wow, this would have been a lot of fun. For that reason, there's just so much for them to do. And depending on where you're at, like And I haven't done nearly as much cruising as you have, but I think like at CocoCay, there's just so many opportunities for everybody just to split up and do their own thing and to say, all right, make sure we're back here at this time. Make sure we're having meals together and doing this together. And I think that's what's so cool about the whole idea of these cruise vacations.
You're right. And then when you get together at dinner time and you talk about what you did during the day or some of your favorite experiences that you had, it gives you a chance to connect as well with that. It is definitely, it's definitely a good vacation.
I want to talk about a place I haven't been, but I'd like to go to, and that's Alaska, because that just seems like there must be a lot of opportunities to go into port, get off the ship, and do some really cool things.
Yeah, Alaska is amazing. We did our first Alaska cruise just last year in May, and I really did think after we did it, I thought, oh my goodness, why did I not do like any Alaska cruises up until this point? Alaska was so beautiful and the air smelled so fresh that I heard people say that before, but it really does. So that was really nice. But there are so many opportunities right when you get off the ship. You can do excursions with a cruise line, or you could also like literally get off the ship and you can go and hike. For instance, at the Mendenhall Glacier, when you're in Juneau, it is really incredible.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. I'll ask you this because when I've brought it up with Wendy, this has been her concern. Oh, it's got to be so cold up there.
Oh, I understand. You're from upstate New York, if I'm not
Yeah.
mistaken, right? Yeah,
Yes.
so I'm from Canada. So even a lot of the people around where I live, that's been the thought also. Like, do we really want to go somewhere where it might be cold? Because we tend to want to go away in the winter to somewhere hot. So the idea of spending our summer vacation, even if it's just a week or so in Alaska, that's probably why I hesitated. But no, it really wasn't that cold. It certainly wasn't warm. In terms of heat, but we went in early May, so really at the beginning of the season, and the temperature was at the low end, in the high 40s, low 50s. That was the very low end, but with a lot of sun, because in May it doesn't rain a lot. So that was pretty nice. And the air was very dry, so it wasn't humid. And you know the way the humidity when it's cold really kind of penetrates your bones. So it didn't feel bad. It felt just very fresh. And other days we had, you know, all the way up into the low 60s, which was very pleasant. And if you go later on in the season, like if you go in June, July, August, then the weather is going to get warmer. And there are people that say that it could even get into the, you know, mid to high 70s and even occasionally into the low 80s. So that's definitely something that's possible too.
Yes, that's comfortable.
That
Just bring dress appropriate, knowing it's going to get down into the 40s, but yeah, they sound like comfortable temperatures.
Yeah, that's it. But really, it what I wore, for instance, at that time of year, I wore a pair of jeans with you know, sometimes a little pair of leggings right under my jeans. And then I layered my tops. I had a long sleeve t-shirt on with a fleece on top of it. And then I'd have a light puffer jacket that I could remove during the day when, you know, the sun came out and it got warmer by midday. Because you know the way it is, sometimes the morning time starts off very cool and then it could be 10 degrees warmer, you know, 2 hours later. So it was like that, but it was so beautiful. We went whale watching. That was amazing. We also did an excursion where we went with Jeeps. So we went off road and we got to go down some of the trails and up onto a mountain, saw, you know, a beautiful lookout. It's just gorgeous there. And then we went canoeing across a lake that's called the Harriet Hunt Lake. And the lake water is so black from, they had mentioned, I think it's the tannin from the pine needles makes the lake black. Anyway, it was very interesting. The only thing I was happy about was we did canoeing, but it was about a 30-person canoe. So I thought, oh, this is good. No one is going to be like completely relying on me because I'm not the fastest canoer. So, but it was very good. And when we got to the other side of the lake, we had a nice nature walk. Got to see some of the plants. We had some clam chowder there and some fresh salmon spread on bagels and stuff. So anyway, it was a great excursion.
Did you book this through the cruise line?
I did. We booked all of our excursions with the cruise line. The nice thing about booking it with the cruise line is the ease of planning, and also in terms of the meetup, when you do go on your excursion, if the excursion, let's say, is leaving at 9 o'clock, it was just easier to plan it with the cruise line. And they were actually quite good excursions, but there are third-party vendors that are very, very good and also have guarantees, they say, to get you back to the cruise ship. So I think that that's another alternative, especially when you have quite a few hours in the port. And as long as you plan it well to be back with enough time before the cruise ship leaves, then you should be fine.
One of the things I like about cruising is, yeah, everything can just be planned right there. And then you go on your, get on the ship and you got your plan. Or, just show up at this place at this time. I'm somebody, I don't like driving. So yeah, knowing that everything is just right there, it just makes it
Yeah,
so much better. Yeah.
absolutely. That is perfect.
Now you brought up you're not a fast kayaker, you're not fast at doing that. So I want to just share with my experience. I do kayak, and
Yeah.
there were a couple of us in our group that were better than the others, and there were some people that were slower. And I've got to tell you, the guides were so good at not making anybody feel conscious about, being slower.
Oh,
They were
that's awesome.
slowing things down, and they just it wasn't just like you went out on a little kayak ride and came back. They were telling you the history, pointing things out, showing you things, stopping. We were getting out a couple of times. I had a great time, and so it doesn't matter if you're a novice or somebody who's an experienced kayaker. And I'm sure, because I hear the stories, it just seems to be universal with the cruise lines. The people that are working for them, the people that are heading up these excursions, are just so good at what they do.
Yeah, they are amazing. You're right. And I think also for people who are a little bit concerned, if something is too strenuous for them, something that I've noticed is when you book a cruise line excursion, it will have a little icon to say how strenuous an activity is going to be. So I think that that really helps too for somebody who knows that they have, certain limitations, or just to pick something that is at their activity level that they're comfortable with, then they can do that. And likewise, for somebody who wants something that's very active, then they can choose something that is going to be faster paced.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out, right? Because every time I went to book something, it would say the level, right? Strenuous, moderate. Yes.
Yeah, sometimes even if there's a lot of walking, because sometimes people are in relatively good physical shape, but they just can't, maybe they aren't able to walk long distances, or they're not able to do that many stairs. Everybody is different. So it is good that that's at least pointed out and people can make the right choice for them.
We'll be back after a quick break.
You ever think about what might be in the water you're drinking every time you fill up your water bottles while you're in the outdoors? I try not to, and I really don't, because I use Sawyer water filters. Sawyer filter technology, because of their high standards, every filter is individually tested 3 times through the process. I've been using their permethrin product for years now to protect me from, well, quite frankly, ticks, and the picaridin to keep the flies at bay. Don't let bad water, insects, or a tick bite cut your trip short or even ruin it. Use Sawyer products. Go to your local outdoor retailer and ask for Sawyer products, whether it's a water filter, insect repellent, they're likely to have it. You can also go to Sawyer's website and read more about these incredible high quality products that they offer those of us who enjoy the outdoors.
Now, I've only been on 2 cruises. Both of them were Royal Caribbean. So this isn't an endorsement for Royal Caribbean or propping up Royal Caribbean. It's just that's been my experience, and they've been 2 very good experiences. But I want to ask
I'm
you, have you been
sure.
on Icon of the Seas yet?
I haven't. So that ship just came out. Oh, what was it? I think they just did their first, they're on their second revenue sailing as we speak right now. So they did about 2 weeks where there were different trade events. So travel agents, some press, et cetera, that were invited, crew. So I was not on Icon of the Seas. Hopefully in the future, we'll go on Icon of the Seas. It's definitely in our plans.
Yeah, I was looking at it. It looks pretty incredible. I've seen some of the video footage of it, and pricey right now. I'm hoping maybe if I hold out, the price will come down a little bit. Eventually, it should. But you
It
don't know
should.
because, as been pointed out, the prices are going up, and that's driven by demand, obviously.
Yeah, generally the prices are higher than they were a couple of years ago for sure. But when it comes to the Icon, it is a new ship. So I think that probably for the next few months, we're going to see that the prices are going to remain high as long as booking stays strong, and it is very strong. But coming out, I think it's in about a year, maybe it's a year and a half, but they're going to have a sister ship to the Icon. And typically when there's a new ship, the one that is not as new, the prices start to become a little bit more soft. But I would still look for deals because I do have a friend, and she very recently booked a cruise on Icon of the Seas for this spring with her two children. And of course, it does depend on the specials, but she was able to get a kids sale free. I think maybe they weren't completely free, but they were discounted. And she got for that ship what she thought was a very good deal.
Well, it looks like for what they offer, you can't beat it. It looks beautiful inside. Everything's brand new in it. My experience is looking at these cruises, yeah, the older ships are less money. They have less amenities, you know, a little not quite as shiny, but you're going to get what you pay for.
That's true. But, you know, it depends on budget and looking ahead of time also. So maybe even for that next ship that comes out after Icon, I think it's called Star of the Seas, if I'm not mistaken. I have to check.
I think you're right. But, I think I remember reading that. Yes.
Yeah. So I think a lesson for both of us, Martin, is that as soon as that comes out, we have to book the Star of the Seas because I didn't book it early enough either. And like you, I've been watching the prices and saying, oh, gosh, I made a mistake. I should have booked that early.
Yeah. Of the cruise lines you go on, because you don't have just one. You go on a number. I've noticed you've been on, I'm not going to name them all, but quite a few, right?
Yeah, we've done a few. Although Royal Caribbean was our first cruise, it was a while ago. It was in 2004, so 20 years ago. But they were our first cruise line.
Do you have a favorite?
No, I don't have a favorite because I do genuinely think that all cruise lines do something really well. And depending on the type of vacation that I want, then I might have a favorite for that time. So if I want a cruise where I'm finding the service to be really good and I want a little bit more of a relaxing time, then I love Holland America. I think that they do a phenomenal job. The food is really good. And we recently went on a Panama Canal cruise. By the way, we did some really good excursions there. And that was a great cruise. I needed a little bit of downtime. It was a 12-day. And it's a much more relaxed pace. There's no zip line on their ships, although there is pickleball. So they have that. There's, you know, a lot of still fun things to do. But Holland America was great. And, you know, Celebrity is a really good cruise line. It's very upscale feeling. The entertainment's fabulous. That's a sister cruise line to Royal Caribbean. We enjoy them. We love sailing with Princess Cruises. We'll be sailing with them a couple of times in the coming year. Norwegian Cruise Line, they're always just so much fun, and the crew is great. So we always enjoy even the freestyle, casual atmosphere of Norwegian Cruise Line. So there's a lot of cruise lines that we've enjoyed.
You think that the competition for customers, it drives up the price, of course, but it also causes these cruise lines to say, all right, we need to offer the best service. We need to make sure that the people we hire are giving our passengers the best possible experience.
I'm sure. But that is one thing I find, and maybe this is why for me, cruises have stood out as for us, our ideal vacation. It's not like we don't do anything else. We do a little bit of land trips as well, usually attached to a cruise. So before or after. But the service, and this is really across the board on the cruise lines, the service is really good. The crew are hardworking. They care about the guests and their experience. And I think they do a really good job.
Yeah, my son was just blown away by, you know, after going to the main dining room once, the waiter knew our name, knew what we wanted to order for drinks. And hey, on everybody, on the room steward, everybody just like by the end of the first day, it was like they knew you, they were your friend. And
That is impressive. And it's so nice.
Any exciting cruises coming up for you soon, Ilana?
We do have a couple of exciting things. We are going to be going on the Sun Princess in a short time. So Sun Princess is Princess Cruises' newest ship. So we're going to be sailing with them. I'm excited about that. We also have coming up in the future, we are going to be trying our first MSC cruise. So that'll be kind of exciting to get a chance to see what is MSC like. Beyond that, oh goodness, we've got a little bit of a very interesting cruise coming up in the summertime. I'll share it on my channel probably. I haven't announced that yet, but that's a really a completely different place. It's going to be quite far for us to go, but that's coming up in the summer. And then we've got Canada, New England again coming up in the fall.
I know some people that have done the cruise out of, they've left from Port Liberty in New Jersey and done the cruise up to Nova Scotia and really enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because that was, we've done two Canada, New England cruises so far, just recently in the last couple of years. And that's also an itinerary that never really excited us that much, I think, because it's sort of in our backyard and we just couldn't imagine, you know, how much we'd really enjoy it. But given that we've never been to the Maritime Provinces, we've never been to Halifax, you know, and Charlottetown, PEI, and even some of New England that we really hadn't been to, like Newport. It was so interesting to go to these places. And honestly, we would go for lunch and have lobster and just some of the best meals in the cruise ports. So that was super enjoyable too.
But again, one of the benefits of going on a cruise vacation is the ship pulls up and there you are, right? And if you're doing your planning and your advanced work on this, you know, okay, on Tuesday, we're going to be at this port. So let's look at what we want to do when we get there. And it might just be hanging out and enjoying the local cuisine or shopping.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything you look for in particular, Ilana, when you're planning a cruise for your family?
That's a good question. When my kids were young, I looked for cruises that had a good kids club. There are on all cruise ships, well, I shouldn't say all, most cruise ships are going to have some sort of kids club or kids camp. The people that work in the kids club are awesome. It's very secure. There's a sign in and sign out system. When my son was very young, we were given a beeper so that they could contact us if there was anything, and it would run certain hours of the day, and it's included in a cruise. So it's fantastic for parents and kids because kids like to be social too sometimes. So I definitely looked for where my kids would be the happiest, because when your kids are happy, then parents are happy and it makes a good family vacation. And now I look at itinerary. That's something that is important to me. I have to admit, I do look at the age of the cruise ship these days, because I do find that if a cruise ship is either newer, so meaning let's say, you know, 4 years old or newer, I find that generally it's going to be in nicer condition. It's going to be, like you said, a little bit more shiny. So kind of like a hotel. If a hotel is newer, it's going to be a little bit more shiny. And I do enjoy that. But I also look for, and I think this is a little bit of a secret, I look for ships that have been refurbished. So maybe it's a ship that might be, you know, 15 or 20 years old. But if it has been extensively refurbished, it's going to look almost like new inside at least the majority of the cruise ship, and it's going to be selling at a much lower price.
Ilana Schadhauer, how can we find you so we can continue to teach us and inspire us to go on cruises?
Well, I am on YouTube, so under Life Well Cruised. So you can definitely find me there. Beyond that, lifewellcruise.com. I have a lot of packing lists and destination guides that can help in planning cruises on Facebook. So for anybody who is on Facebook, I'm Life Well Cruised there as well. And of course, on Instagram. And we share a lot of our own cruises on Instagram as well.
I just want to say that I full-heartedly could say, if you're considering going on your first cruise, you've been on a lot of cruises, watch these videos. I learned so much. I ended up buying some things that I didn't think of ahead of time that I might need. I just felt so much more prepared. I mean that, Ilana. I really feel that your videos really prepared me for this cruise and made it more enjoyable.
Oh, I'm so glad. That makes me very, very happy to know that the videos were helpful.
Ilana, thanks again for giving up your time and sharing this information with us.
Oh, thanks so much, Martin, for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't done so yet, go to our website, papabearhikes.com. Listen to past episodes. Check us out on social media. Go to our YouTube channel, Martin Outside. All those links are there. In addition to that, you can buy our book or see what you're missing out on if you're not a Patreon member yet. Remember to get outside, have fun, and be safe. This episode of Papa Bear Hikes has been brought to you by Avalon Publicity. Avalon Publicity, increasing the digital footprint of content creators and skilled professionals via website development and social media services. For more information about Avalon Publicity, go to their website, avalonbusiness.org. That's avalonbusiness.org.